Bringing Central IT and the university's wider IT community, or what we've been calling the Edge, has been a confirmation of the positive opportunities a number of us have suspected for quite some time. In the past, a handful of IT managers from the Edge saw some opportunities where we could create some efficiencies and save some staff cycles if we could standardize on a number of very common IT infrastructure activities, such as workstation imaging, operating system patching, et cetera. We wanted to attempt these efficiencies in the hopes of freeing up staff for the needs unique to our individual departments, but conflicting departmental priorities prevented real traction. But the original group really saw the benefit of this kind of collaboration. With the formation of the IT Managers Council, it really gave us the opportunity to expand on this new level of collaboration. The original concerns that we had had were now being reached by a wider audience, and they were recognizing those concerns as well. The open dialogue between the university's IT community really made folks want to work together and leverage each other's skills and or their respective service enhancements. The idea for the centralized endpoint virtualization project really generated from the Edge IT community, as some of them were already dabbling at to react to the need of their respective units. Since my unit was already working in this area, I was given the opportunity to be on this project as an early participant. And along with a few other Edge IT leaders, we were asked to help lead the project. To my knowledge, having non-centralized IT staff lead a university-wide project is sort of a new direction. Virtual desktop and virtual app delivery is a huge step forward from what we originally had planned and talked about, but it is a great opportunity to set the early foundations of taking what the original group of IT managers benefited from, a sense of community, the collegiality, and leveraging the IT community. In a big way, this is a chance to involve the smart and talented IT staff from across the university to execute a major project that we all can benefit from. And it builds on this idea of a single IU IT community. Building on this idea and moving forward, we invited IU IT staff who were interested in virtual desktop and those who could volunteer time. Now the project's over 100 that are taking part. This is a dramatic leap forward from the early days of service development by Central IT. We've learned many things with this project beyond the technology. One, the academic cycle waits for no one. There are also some very talented IT professionals all over this university, and they are more than willing to make time available for projects like this. Plus, they are extremely eager to work together for the common good of delivering superior IT service to their department and the university. Several times, this project has thrown us a curveball, putting some challenges in our IT community development efforts. But we've made great strides in seeing that the benefits of leveraging the IU IT community and the broader intellectual input. Many are looking forward to the next university-wide project to work together.